This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, June 28, 2008. The Supper as a Pledge of Faithfulness. The scripture is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 21. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Many love songs focus on the exclusive nature of love. Often the radio brings us all kinds of singers crooning words like, "You are my only one." It's one of the basic rules of dating that you cannot sing, "You are my only one," to more than one person at a time. And when someone tries to do that, all kinds of mistrust and despair break out. Taking the bread and cup of the Lord's Supper is also a pledge of exclusive faithfulness. Accepting Jesus' nourishment means that we choose not to look for nourishment from other sources. Yet, it is easy not to take this verse seriously. Maybe that's partly because very few organizations today advertise that they offer a table of demons. But we have to realize that many of this world's most potent institutions, in politics, business, education, entertainment, and more, urge us to take nourishment from forces that are fundamentally opposed to the reign of Jesus Christ. This week, we have explored many poetic images for the Lord's Supper. It's a feast of covenant renewal, remembrance, hope, discovery, unity, and proclamation. Today's scripture reading helps us to see that all of these things are a powerful way to tell the world that we renounce Satan and all his empty promises. Would you pray with me? Holy God, help us to understand that saying yes to you means saying no to every other force that calls for our allegiance. Deliver us, we pray, from all evil. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.